and wait. Josh is pulling at the pushchair strap, so I undo them and he runs along the lane, grabs blades of grass and starts to lay them out in straight lines along the trunk of a fallen tree. He always finds a game like that, happy in the small worlds that he creates. I stare around me, yawning. The hills unfold around me in endless layers of green, merging finally with the blue blur of the horizon. The dogs are quieter now. Still, I wait. Perhaps I misunderstood? But then Ray appears around the side of the house carrying the lid of a cardboard box. The lid is supporting two mugs of black tea and a can of condensed milk. He comes closer to the gate, threatens the dogs with a newspaper, then puts the cardboard lid down on the concrete path, peels back a piece of sellotape from a hole in the top of the condensed milk tin, and pours a generous slug into the tea. He passes the mug over the high gate. I take it and hand a biscuit over to him and then give one to Josh. Ray rolls his tongue, nods and smiles. "We used to live in Worcester," I tell him, "but we, that's me and my husband Adam, neither of us like the city, and so we decided to get out. Come here." Ray makes a noise that sounds rather like the word Adam. "Yeah, my husband. He works on the gas pipelines, you know, the..."